listening to The Merlin on Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Hi, well, merry meet, and welcome to this short broadcast on the subject of Imulk. Now, some people call it Imulk, as I do. Some people call it Imbulk, and others call it Ebulk. So it's a case of take your pick. It's whatever takes your fancy is the right answer. So, unfortunately, because of the constraints that I've been placed under this week, I've been really, really, really busy. I haven't had time to do a full show, so I decided that I would, just to keep up with the time of year, do this very, very short one. So, here we go. Here's a little bit of the information about Imulk. It marks the beginning of spring. It's a holiday of purification and stripping the old in anticipation of the new. Fire and purification are important aspects of this festival. The lighting of candles and fires represents the return of warmth and the increasing power of the sun over the coming months. This is the seasonal change where the first signs of spring and the return of the sun are noted, i.e. the first sprouting of leaves, the sprouting of the crocus flowers, etc. In other words, it is the festival commemorating the successful passing of winter and the beginning of the agricultural year. This festival also marks the transition point of the threefold goddess, crone to maiden. It is the day that we celebrate and make way for spring. It is the day we honour the rebirth of the sun, and we may visualise the baby sun nursing from the goddess's breast. It is also a day of celebrating the Celtic goddess Brigid. Brigid is the goddess of poetry, healing, smithcraft and midwifery. If you can make it with your hands, Brigid rules it. She is a triple goddess, so we honour her in all her aspects. This is a time for communing with her and tending the lighting of her sacred flame. At this time of year, Wiccans will light multiple candles, white for Brigid, for God, usually yellow or red, to remind us of the passing of winter and the entrance into spring, the time of the sun. This is a good time for initiations, be they into covens or self-initiations. Imulk, February the 2nd, marks the recovery of the goddess after giving birth to the god. The lengthening periods of light awaken her. The god is a young, lusty boy, but his power is felt in the longer days. The warmth fertilizes the earth, the goddess, and causes seeds to germinate and sprout. And so the earliest beginnings of spring occur. This is a Sabbath of purification after the shut-in life of winter, through the renewing power of the sun. It also is a festival of light and fertility, once marked in Europe with huge blazes, torches, and fire in every form. Fire here represents our own illumination and inspiration as much as light and warmth. Imulk is also known as Feast of Torches, Oimelk, Lupercalia, Feast of Pan, Snowdrop Festival, Feast of the Waxing Light, Brigid's Day, and probably by many other names. Some female witches follow the old Scandinavian custom of wearing crowns of lit candles, but many more carry tapers during their invocations. It is traditional upon Imulk at sunset, or just after ritual, to light every lamp in the house, if only for a few moments, or light candles in each room in honour of the sun's rebirth. If snow lies on the ground outside, walk in it for a moment, recalling the warmth of summer. With your projective hand, trace an image of the sun on the snow. Foods appropriate to eat on this day include those from the dairy, since Imulk marks the festival of calving. Sour cream dishes are fine. Spicy and full-bodied foods in honour of the sun are equally attuned. Curries and all dishes made with peppers, onions, leeks, shallots, garlic or chives are appropriate. If you want to get in touch with Cauldron FM, please drop us a line on an email at cauldronfm@mail.com. If you want to listen to our radio station, it's myradiostream.com/cauldronfm. I'll speak to you very, very soon. Blessed be.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production. Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Streaming 24/7.